أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة، وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله، وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك، قل كل من عند الله، فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayat number 78 of Surah An-Nisa. The first part of the ayat was revealed at the time of the Battle of Uhud, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had gone out. He left Medina Munawwara. Munafiqeen had also joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they returned halfway on the way to Uhud. And we know that some of the Sahaba had become shaheed, some of them had become martyred, whilst others had been injured. Our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was injured, and hence the munafiqeen began to say that had they not gone out in the path of Allah, had they not gone out fighting and they remained in Medina, or they had joined us in the return, then they would have not died, they would have not lost their lives, they would have been safe and sound. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds to that, and Allah ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ, that wherever you be, mouth will certainly overtake you, that you cannot escape death, whether you be on the battlefield, whether you be away from your homes, or whether you remain at home, or whether you be in the safety of your own room, wherever you be, when the time of death comes, then there is no one that can escape it. Mouth will overtake a person. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا, that even though a person be in a fortified tower, a fortified castle, a palace, no matter how secure it may seem, but yet when the time of death has come, it is going to overtake a person, and a person can never escape it. The second part of the ayat was revealed on the occasion when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made hijrah, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come to Medina Munawwara, and together with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the Muhajireen. They had migrated from Makkah Mukarramah. They came to Medina Munawwara. And then the Yahud of Medina Munawwara had begun to behave as though there was a scarcity and shortage of food, a scarcity and shortage of crops. It was as though they were behaving like, because of additional people that had come in, it was like today they speak about the population explosion. So they behaved like that at that time, and they began to say that now we do not have food. And hence they began to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming into Medina has been a means of a scarcity and shortage. But then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come, and when there was an excess and abundance, then they would say that excess and abundance had come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there was good rains and there was an excess of crops, then they wouldn't say it was the barakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they wouldn't say that it was because of Islam and the flourishing of Islam. So they would blame Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for shortages and scarcity, and in this way they would begin to blame Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ, that when any kind of ni'mat, any kind of good would come down to them. يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. They will say that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تُسِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ. And when any aversion, when any calamity will befall them, يَقُولُ هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. They will say, this is from you, or rather, this is because of you. Your coming to Medina Munawwara has caused all this aversion and adversity that has come. قُلْ كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Say, O Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, all conditions, all of it come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah ta'ala controls the rains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controls the crops, scarcity, abundance. All of it is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. فَمَا لِهَاؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. So what has happened to the people that they do not understand, they do not seem to understand this kind of real fact that everything comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They ought to be the people of the book. They know that everything is from Allah. Sustenance and all of it come from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So why do they behave in this manner and why do they believe in such a way when they know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah ta'ala and he will never be a source of difficulty or a source of scarcity of food. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.